Everyone's out here living their best life, and Ari's here, still trying to. Gosh, what am I trying to do? Jeez. It's been forever and I finally have my car. I'm so excited to have my baby back. Oh my gosh, my car is fixed. It's beautiful. It's brand new. Yay. I want to say this was talked about in the last podcast, but I'm not 100% sure because there are some podcasts that I had deleted. However, my brother got in a car accident with my car. My car was in the shop. We took it in Monday. He said it would be done Wednesday, and then he said it would be done Saturday, and now it's next week Wednesday. So a whole ass week. Maybe longer than that. Wednesday to Wednesday. Anyways, I'm just excited because I had to use my mom's car, and she has like Ford, and this is huge. I just call it a fucking truck. This is what it feels like. And I just have this Honda Civic, which I love so much. It's my baby. It's mine. Good stuff. Oh, wow. I hope you guys could hear me. My hand was, like, over the little talking part. Yay. Anyways, what to update you guys on? What has happened? I'm currently looking for a job. Sadly, I used to work at JCPenney's, but I'm a certified pharmacy tech now, and I thought it would be much quicker getting a job because I had a job waiting for me at blah, blah, blah. And, someone said they gave it to someone else, but then someone else was like, oh no, we took it off, so they put it back on, and it's a long story. So, what I thought was promised to me, halfway promise, I'll say promised to me, is not necessarily promised to me anymore. Great. So now I'm applying to places, which it fucking irritates me when you complete school, and all of it's just fucking bullshit to me. It really is. You complete school and then places are like, oh yeah, we hire entry level interns, you know, and I'm like, great, this is great, do my resume and, you know, get all these interview preparations down. And then people are like, I'm sorry, we had other people that were more qualified, maybe check back with us later, we have another position open, or any other positions that you might be qualified for. I'm like, wow. And maybe I guess they put that down, but if I'm going up against someone who already has experience in the field, they're going to more than likely go with them. It just really irritates me. So my dad was like, well, you might not get into the hospital for pharmacy, so you might want to check with like Walgreens. So tell me this. I go and I apply to, oh, there goes my finger in front of the mouthpiece again. I put a resume into Walgreens. I'm like, I'm more than qualified for Walgreens because Walgreens requires you to have a state license. I don't fucking have a state license. I have a fucking national license. I can go anywhere, fucking anywhere with my pharmacy tech. So guy was like, oh yeah, you're overly qualified. However, we don't really have hours to train somebody new. And I know what I put on the site. I'm like, yeah, they don't put that on the site. Don't put entry level. Don't do that. Don't say or even an intern. Don't do that. Like, that fucking blows my mind. Like, first of all, I'm nationally certified. I'm not even state satisfied. I don't sound like I'm certified for shit. I can't talk. Damn. But that irritates me. And everyone feels this way. Oh, it must be qualified. Oh, well, you're not. Well, we kind of want. Oh, well, then bitch, don't. Let me stop cursing so much. then I don't, I just really, it's just like, yo, can y'all give people a chance? Because if no one gives anyone a chance, that means no one's going to ever be qualified. And you're like, well, then some people get qualified. Yeah, the people who get qualified are probably the ones that know of somebody that works in the hospital, and that person kind of gets them in by like, oh, I know the hiring manager, I know blah, blah, blah. That's kind of how it was in my mom's job, but I'm not saying for my mom, but for me getting into the hospital. But like I said, I was kind of promised it in a way, and now it's not looking too good. But anyways, so I'm just confused because is the only way all these new people are going to get in is if they intern or, I mean, because that's kind of how it is now. You kind of got to intern because you intern, you're not getting paid. And they're like, okay, free help. And then after that, they're like, okay, now we'll hire you because you already know your shit. Other than that, oh, you don't have any experience? Like, dude, some of us have to be trained. First of all, I'm nationally certified, so I understand, you know, the simple rules and whatever you want to call for pharmacy, but yeah, I don't know your system. You got to teach me. It's like people are so freaking lazy. Oh, we don't have the time. If you don't fucking have the time to train somebody, then don't post. Don't post that. Say we are looking for someone who's 6 months, who have 6 months experience. Don't do that. I don't understand. Because you irritate me. It irritates me. That one lady was like, oh yeah, you can travel. It's going to be a traveling job. I was like, oh my goodness. It's going to be a 13-week contract program. Whatever you want to call it. I don't even know. Contract program. It's not no program. Contract. And then I get this email talking about, well, we would like you to have at least a year experience of travel. Travel experience? I mean, I have travel experience like vacation. Other than that, which that doesn't qualify, y'all. I know. I'm like, well, first of all, I don't know where the hell I'm getting that experience from. And then she's like, oh, we'll also like for people to have at least 6 months of experience as a pharmacy tech in the hospital. You didn't post that. You said entry level, new grad. I don't know what you're doing. Are you saying, you know, if you blow my mind, then we might let you in? But you didn't even give your homegirl an interview. So I don't, well, Ari, maybe your resume sucks. My resume doesn't suck. I had my dad look at it. My dad, his type of job, I mean, he interviews people for a living. I mean, he's not HR, but he's the director, and he looks over stuff all the time, so. He's the director of whatever. Is he still the director? I don't know, y'all. My dad's CIA. It's whatever. I just say CIA. No one knows what he does, so that just fits the bill. But anyways, you guys are probably like, I've talked about pharmacy tech for 7 minutes now. I'm going to have to make this the title of the damn podcast, which I don't want to. Pharmacy tech. Oh, wow. That's a great title to pull people in. That's awesome. But that's what's been going on. That's great. Mm-hmm. Having money problems, I really thought I would start working. I really want to get out before Black Friday, and I'm scared, you guys. If I have to do Black Friday, I'm going to be fired. I'm so serious. If I have to do Black Friday, I'm going to be fired because my customer service is going to be so bad, it's not even going to be funny. You're like, why? Okay. You know, I am trying to love people more, and well, I'll say this. I understand that a lot of people go through stuff. I'm a very understanding person, okay? I know people go through stuff. I know people have issues. And I have a heart for people. Like, I always wanted to work in a mental hospital. And people are like, wow, that's weird. You gotta have some type of love for people to, like, want that. Yeah. But when it comes to retail, like the rest of us, I feel like, okay, you have the right of way, bitch. So I'm gonna need you to make that turn. Thank you. Come on. Anyways, I realize, wow, I think I actually hate people. It really depends because when people are so angry, they are so angry, or they're just so stupid. And I'm like, wow. I either want to say who hurt you, who hurt you and who raised you. It's like, do I really like people like I think I do? I hate retail. I can't. Black Friday, I have to have extra patience that day. And my patience is so thin. And I'm like, if I don't have extra patience, if I just have regular RA patience, I won't be able to do it. That's what scares me, you guys. That's what scares me. Anyways, enough about that. I've been talking about jobs for the past 1,000 years. So, I'm talking to someone. That's great. It's a great kid. Call him a kid. I call like everyone that I date a kid because they're like either my age or a year younger. This dude is 25. I think it was so funny how he was like, I didn't know if I made you uncomfortable because I'm so much older than you. I said, you're not 40. But I also wanted to tell him, like, I'm really attracted to older guys. The only reason, y'all are going to think I'm weird. I think one of the reasons why I wouldn't date a 40-year-old is because, number one, he's so much more older than me. I don't have time for his body to change to the point where he needs to be on Viagra and I'm kicking, okay? I want us to grow old and die together. Second of all, he might have an old past marriage and his ex-wife is gonna freaking hate me because he's dating a young girl. She probably thinks I'm a gold digger and everyone's gonna look at us a certain way. And third, he probably has a daughter that's like my age and she's gonna freaking hate my guts. That's why I wouldn't date someone who's 40 unless I was just like just dating to date, and I'm not dating to date, so there's that. But I was like, no honey, you being 25 is that's perfect. That's beyond perfect. That's good. Well, did you know my range? I found him on an online site, and my range was actually 25 to like 30 or 24 to 30. So, why weren't you ready?
You mean, why wasn't I ready? I was ready.
No, your shoes aren't on.
It doesn't mean that I'm not ready.
What were you doing? Oh.
I was writing down shit for my ab workout.
Mm-hmm.
I was dividing up my different exercises. Because I tried doing all of them at once and it just...
Chunk turned his wheel with one hand. Wow, I'm a pro.
I tried doing all my ab exercises at once and it just takes too fucking long. So...
Oh, okay.
Dividing it up into three different workouts.
Gotcha.
Every other day instead of every day, because that wasn't working either.
So, do you want me to tell you about my great father?
No, I want you to keep me in suspense.
Okay, I'll keep you in suspense.
Just tell me.
What? You mean? Okay. So, I ordered 5 pair of shoes. Just wait for a second. Just wait for a second.
Why? Why would you do
that? How much do you think 5 pair of shoes cost?
Like, a few hundred bucks.
Not these. It only cost me $130.
Why would you do that?
$130. I'm not finished. All 5 for $130. Let me finish. It was a huge sale.
Oh,
I didn't. No. First of all, I didn't want all 5 pair of shoes. I wasn't planning on keeping them. We do not have that store in our country. So, I wanted to try them all on. Like, when you know, when you go to a store and you try on all the shoes, I didn't have that option. So, I figured I'll order them all. Act like my little room is my own little store. Try them all on. And then return the ones that I don't want. And that's what I did. So I told my dad, I said, 5 pair of shoes, you think it's like $300? It was, they were all half off. Plus I had a student discount. Not a student anymore, but it still works. Anyways, so.
So you're cheating.
Not really. So, I got them all for like $130. And then there's two that I don't want. I was going to actually only keep two and return the other three. But my friend was like, no, we need to keep the other ones really cute. So I was like, okay. Anyways, he's like, you have other obligations to fill. I said, I paid all my bills for this pay period. He goes, you didn't pay me. And I'm like, you said each month. October's not done. I still have another paycheck. He's like, well, you gotta pay me first before you do anything miscellaneous. And I'm like, I didn't know when the sale was gonna end, and I don't have any, I said, I never, like, buy anything for myself, so what's wrong with me buying something for myself every now and then? I, like, never do. Unless, like, it's a need, you know? He's over here buying suits for $900. He buys extremely expensive suits as if he's on the red carpet. He has his freaking name on his tag in his suit. He got it engraved in his suit. His name, custom made. For what, Seben? For, and I got shoes, 5 pair of shoes for $130. Yeah, I can't. Anyways, so he was like, you and Delicia went out to eat the other night, I was like, okay, are you saying I can't have a social life? He was like, social life needs to come last. You need to set your priorities. I was like, you want me just to stay in the house? You want me just to, I was like, I'm 22 years old. I gotta do something. I gotta get out of the house and do something. And then he referred it to, okay, so if you lived in an apartment, it was either be social or pay your light bill. So I'm gonna pay my freaking light bill. I'm not gonna try to have late payments and then get kicked out of the apartment. I said, that's totally different. But anyways, the conversation got bad because I got irritated, so I can't really remember what I said exactly, but I said a lot of shit that I knew would make him angry. And I was like, it's whatever. He's like, it's whatever. I was like, yep. He was like, you know I will take your car from you. I said, I know. He was like, and you don't care? I was like, I'm willing to make the sacrifice. I don't care. So bad. But he lectured me 3 times yesterday. And I was just done, man. I was done because he was like, when was the last time that you did an application? Yesterday. And I was like, 2 days ago. He was like, wow. Wow. You need to be applying. I said, I applied to over 10 places, and you're telling me that I can't take a 1-day break? It needs to be a full-time job for you, applying for jobs. I'm like, okay, but you should be mad at me. I applied to over 10 places, and you're over here going, what?
That's a cop.
What?
That was a cop.
Where?
That just was a bias.
Okay, and?
Oh, I thought that you had reacted to the cops speeding by us.
No.
Okay, go on.
Anyways, so, yeah, then I went ahead and texted him and typed up some bullshit to make him feel happy. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I said that. Sometimes I get so angry. Maybe I'm about to be on my cycle, which I'm not.
Don't do that. Don't fold.
I just do it. So now I don't have to pay him till next paycheck, and he's not going to take my car. So there you go. Now we can go to the gym. And he always tells me, oh, you need to grow up. You need to grow up. You saying I'm going to take your car away from you, you're like making me a kid. What 22-year-old do you say that to? I'm going to take your car from you. Like, how are you going to tell me to grow up, but then you're going to treat me like a kid? I don't. Y'all, are y'all going through this too? And he wonders why I want to leave so bad. And the other day, he was talking about me being a daddy's girl, and I was like, I don't know where the hell you got that from. Only daddy's girls argue with their father all the time. What? Where are you getting your statistics from?
That's not even something that you can fucking prove with a study. Unless you are somehow in all of these people's houses.
Can I observe you guys for the week? Would you say you're a daddy's girl or a mother's girl? In conclusion, no, I'm just kidding. But anyways, yeah.
My turn.
Go ahead.
So, my dad basically, well, he didn't do the same thing that your dad did, but, and we didn't fight or argue or anything. I had to get groceries. This was on Sunday night. He was picking me up from work, and when we go home, we drive by the Walmart, so he said that he was going to drop me off at the Walmart and go do something or whatever, and then he was going to come back and pick me up after I was done. Mm-hmm. The thing was, when we were driving to the Walmart, he was talking to me about a whole bunch of different stories of racism and white people doing a whole bunch of shit to black people in the news recently, and it got him really riled up. I was just listening to him vent about it, and once we got inside the parking lot to the Walmart, he was doing this thing where he was driving around the parking lot very slowly so that he could continuously get all of his anger towards the white man out. And I'm like, but Dad, let me out of the car.
Because when he slows down a little bit, you just open the car and jump out.
Well, the thing was, when...
Oh my gosh, since when has there been this many cars? Oh my gosh!
That's because we're coming earlier. It's not even 10 o'clock.
I'm not gonna make it. I'm not gonna make it. Yeah!
All right, race wrecks.
I fucking made it. They're probably all mad at me, but what else am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do?
Anyway. So, you know how...
We're not coming that much earlier. It's 9:50.
We usually don't come here until like almost 11.
There's been times. It's probably been a while, but whatever. So now it's empty.
What? Anyway, you know how the Walmart is set up where they've got like the entrances and those little poles or whatever? Mm-hmm. So he pulled up right in front of those things and I was about to get out. And then he did that thing, like, you know how in cartoons and in movies or whatever, the parent will drop the kid off at school and then they'll start lecturing the kid right before they get out. Mm-hmm. And then when they get out, they start yelling at them through the window. And he did that to me. He was like, oh, if anybody starts messing with you in the Walmart, if the clerks start accusing you of whatever, I'm like, Dad, can you just let me out of the car so I can get my food?
I'm hungry.
So I get out of the car, and he starts yelling out the window, and some lady turns around and is like, oh, were you talking to me? Like, I was in the store, and I heard his voice, and I was like, what is he doing? So I had to go back like, Dad, what do you want? Oh, I just wanted to text that. You already told me that, like 5 seconds ago. So I go in, I get my food, I get out, and we're driving home, and because one of the things that we were talking about before I got out of the car was he somehow related all of the racism stuff back to interracial dating or whatever, just used it as another fucking opportunity to shit on that. And when we were driving back home, she needs to fucking move.
I know.
Hair looking like...
Oh yeah, first parking spot.
She got a damn cat on her head. But
that's a whole mop right there. It is.
Alright, how far are you going back up? Damn.
Well, shit.
Or maybe that's your fault for parking.
No, look at the line. It's all the way over there. Look at that car. The line's all the way up there.
Anyway, back to what I was saying. Apparently, he's been at his job talking to people about his disapproval of interracial dating. Mm-hmm. And a lady at his job had asked him what he would do if me or my brother ever got married outside the race. And he said that what he would do was he would try to have a conversation with the parents of my girl or my woman or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to tell your girl's parents straight up, if you call my grandkid a nigger, I'm gonna have to punch you in the face. And I'm like, Dad,
what? Why would they do that?
That's what I'm... Why
would they do that?
You don't do that. Well, here's the thing. You do know that there are stories of that happening, right? Of, like, interracial marriages happening, and the family of the white person or whatever, or the non-black person being racist, I guess you don't pay attention to stories that you've never heard of that.
No, I don't pay attention to that
story. Okay, well, there are stories of interracial couples forming and the extended family members will be racist, or the white person themselves will be racist and they won't start showing that racism until way later into the relationship when they've got a kid or whatever. And that's happened so many times that my dad has become paranoid. And to be honest, I couldn't care less about the fact that he's paranoid about it, because that's all in his head.
Mm-hmm.
But when your paranoia starts leaking over into my life, like, you cannot go up to the parents of my girl and start accusing them of being racist. Like, I feel like fucking Nemo when he was talking to his dad, like, just because you're scared of the ocean and all, like, that's how I fucking feel right now. Like, you're gonna ruin my relationship before it fucking starts.
Parents, man.
And I know that my mom would not do that. I know for, and she feels the same way. She disagrees with it too, but she is not as paranoid as he is. Like, it's gotten to the point where he's just terrified. Oh, last night, I know I ate the cupcakes and I got sick.
Yeah, guys, Steven, I told this dude that he can have a cupcake, you know? He's trying to be all healthy and everything.
I am healthy.
He ate 7 cupcakes. And who told him to do that? Who told you to do that?
No one, but...
7? 7?
I was...
7?
Hungry. Look, you need to 7? You need to understand. I have been eating super healthy for a
That's
long
like one
time.
A day. You literally ate like a whole meal plan right there. Like one a day.
I needed a break. All right, I've
That's
been eating
7. That's a whole week.
I've been eating nothing but whole grains and chicken and fucking vegetables.
Are you trying to like catch up on all the bad food you didn't eat by eating 7?
I'm trying to give my mind a break, because it is
7?
It's stressful.
7? I hope they were like really teeny tiny mini ones.
No.
Y'all, we're going to the gym. We'll be back. That I can't with this guy. I just...
Man, you have no idea how stressful it is. Day in and day out resisting temptation.
Yeah, I'm Gucci.
That's because you don't... I needed a break. And I took the break. And now I'm fine. All right, today was a cleansing day. I had my cereal and my... oranges and my broccoli and sweet potatoes and my PB&J and my crackers. I ate healthy today. My brother tried to give me some pill. Like,
I don't hear any grains in there.
What? I had fucking whole wheat bread.
It's not green.
No, there were actual grains in the bread.
Green!
Oh, greens. Fucking broccoli. I had broccoli. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
What? 2 pieces doesn't count.
What? No, I had like a whole fucking Tupperware's worth of broccoli.
I don't know. You always say shit like that, and
my coworkers were watching me eat it.
What does that have to do with anything?
That proves that I was fucking doing it.
No. You want me to go to your? Are you expecting me to go to your job and like question them or something? Oh. Are you gonna put shoes on? We'll catch y'all later. But. Anyways, we're back. Was Steven trying to start...
Trying to start what?
What am I doing? Was Steven trying to start unnecessary arguments?
No, I'm not.
Here you are.
No, what are you talking about? I'm just having dialogue.
No, guys, he said that I'm talking to this guy, and it's only been a month. I've only hung out with him like 3 to 4 times.
You kissed him.
And he's like, oh, if he loves you. No, that's called infatuation. Should not be in love with me like that, because you don't even know me.
I knew you well enough to kiss you.
You don't really have to know anyone to kiss. You don't have to know anyone to have sex. So, thank you very much.
Anyway, back to what I was saying. There is this... Well, see, the story's not even fucking all the way true.
Ooh. Always fucking construction. Always. Anyway, always. Always.
Basketball player got with, well, they were together in high school. And they had a baby. He's on the Lakers. They had a baby a few months ago.
The same damn guy. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Had a baby a few months ago. They broke up with each other, which is stupid. Like, you're gonna break up with your boyfriend 2 months after y'all have a child together. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. So,
you mean, do you know what went on? Can I? Wow!
Just leave it alone.
I can't even go home!
Just leave it alone.
I don't know how to go home from here. Oh, wow. Well, bye, guys. Because, I gotta pull up the fucking directions.
Oh.
Alright, guys, we're back. Fucking construction.
It wasn't even that big of a deal.
Yeah, it was, because I'm about to get it home, and then I gotta pull up my GPS.
Well, you could have just asked.
It tacked on, like, almost 10 minutes.
Can I get back to my story?
Go ahead. That's even if they want to listen to it.
Anyway, after they broke up, allegedly, she starts asking for $30,000 in child support a month. Which the only reason why she was allegedly asking for that much is because he's a fucking basketball player. And he makes millions upon millions of dollars with his contract.
Millions upon millions.
But it's stupid because you don't need that much money to raise a fucking kid.
Is that right? Wow, I mean, we just turned, and you want to be that fucking fast?
You're road rage.
Like, where are you going? Oh, you're going fucking home.
Let them go home.
Oh, the pussy must be nice.
Okay.
Anyways, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I finished my story. Oh, no, I actually didn't finish my story. The thing was, I don't actually believe that she tried to trap him into having a baby so that she could get the child support. I told this story to my dad, and he was like, oh, yeah, he definitely fell into a trap. And I was like, no, because they were together in high school, and the only way for this to be a legit trap is she would have had to have known when they were in high school that he was going to make it to the NBA, which there's no fucking way that you could know that. But it doesn't help that she's posting half-naked pictures on Instagram, which makes her look a certain way. I don't judge, but my dad does.
Where is this taking me?
It's taking you home.
Like, all the way past the library, past the...
Yes. You don't trust me. I can tell you don't trust me.
It's not that. It's the fact that it put us so far, like, to the right.
Yeah.
It put us so far back. This is so irritating.
You know, I really feel like eating a waffle right now.
You do?
Yeah. Should I? A waffle's not that unhealthy. It's not.
Waffle. I didn't say you can't ever eat anything like that. Didn't say to eat your oats and grains. Guys, Steven's trying to be healthy here. Oh, I already told you guys about his 7 cupcakes.
I do eat my oats and grains.
Mm-hmm.
I eat my fucking cereal.
Mm-hmm. Tons of sugar?
No.
What cereal did you eat?
It's cinnamon something.
Oh, the kitty sugar what? Cereal.
No, not that Cinnamon Toast Crunch shit. It's, Jesus, it's,
Is this lane just fucking split in two?
No, get over another one.
Why?
Just get up, because you gotta get in that turn lane down there.
Oh, yeah.
But no, what was I about to say? Oh, it's, great value something. I forget, but I know that it's healthy.
It's this one.
Yeah, get over to that turn.
I know where I am now.
Yeah, because of me.
No, I'm saying I know where I am because this is Witch Duck over there. And I came this way for ECPI. Ugh, let me yield. Okay, there's no car there. Anyways,
yeah, so yes, I eat my brains. Oh, and I got almond nuts.
Mm.
Because they have fiber. trying to get my abs tighter, and they said that if you want to get tighter abs, you need to eat berries, nuts.
Like a lean...
yogurt.
A lean body.
Yes, I mean, I already have a lean body and a tight pack, but I want to get it, like...
Exactly. Did you have a... did you have a six pack when you were
in high school?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, always had it, but it's never really been as tight as I wanted. I want it to be like Zac Efron. I will fucking admit it. I'm jealous of his ass. Well, not his ass, but his
What?
No, stop.
What?
No, stop. Stop.
Ooh, police officer.
His abs.
I put my phone down just in case he's thinking I was texting and driving.
But yes, I want Zac Efron's abs.
Well, who is he getting? That guy right there? No, he thought.
Oh, you know we just passed the gym that I'm trying to work at.
Oh, that's great.
Well, you have no interest.
So I am like partially here. Y'all, I'm not even here for the podcast anymore. I'm sorry. I love y'all.
No, she doesn't.
I do. I'm like daydreaming now because I'm trying to decide what I want to eat when I get home, and now food has taken over my mind.
Yeah,
you can't say that that don't happen to you.
I crave a waffle so bad right now. But those cupcakes, they mess my head up.
You know what you can have, though? I bought some vegan waffles. Do you want to know what the difference is? It's just not made with eggs.
What, you just pour water in it or something?
No, it looks the same. It looks the exact same. The waffles already, like, you get waffles like Eggos, right?
Yeah, no, the waffles I get is like, it's not even waffles, it's pancake mix.
Oh, yeah. So a vegan waffle is, waffles are usually made with eggs. So it's, I don't know what substitute they use, but it's a waffle without eggs. Hmm. Tastes good.
No, over there.
Why?
Because that's the way back to my house.
Oh.
You really, really...
I was going the long way, actually.
Why would you go all the way around?
Can I go this way?
Go through here. Please do not sit up there and go all the way around all of these fucking shopping centers. Don't do that shit.
Detour. And what do we have here? We need to go to Park Lane, though.
No, there's an IHOP over here.
We need to go to Park Lane one day.
What's Park Lane?
That new restaurant right there that just opened up.
What is this?
I don't know. It looks nice.
But the IHOP
is... ooh, I might go there with... ooh, ha ha ha.
Boyfriend.
It's not my boyfriend.
So you're gonna go there with him before me. Knowing good and damn well.
I don't think there's anything there for you.
What do you mean?
I don't think they have your chicken tenders.
Okay. Stop trying to make it sound like I'm a picky eater.
You are.
I am not. Very open.
Anyway, since I can't 100% pay attention to this podcast, you guys not hearing a whole bunch of like 5-minute silence.
I was talking. Whoa, silence. Oh, okay, I get it. So, nothing that I say... You know what we need to do? Because I listen to a podcast with two people and they talk. But when they talk, they're talking about stuff that they're both, like, super knowledgeable on. They're both hip-hop people. The problem, one of the issues with you and me is that we're too fucking different. Like,
do you know what this podcast is about? Did you not read the description? It's called Everything. It's Life. We talk about life.
Yes, yes, I know that.
Now, fucks us over, okay?
What you and me need to do is we need to find a common ground. Because with me being on superheroes and you being on anime and you being into whatever fucking rock music you listen to and me being
on... You don't see me sitting here talking about my rock music, but it's called It's Life. It's what it's all about.
You know what? Tech Nine is making all right, a new album.
Bye, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. No. We will catch you next week. I love you,
songs.
Long time. Bye. If you're strong, stay strong. If you're strong, be strong. If you're strong, give me some of that because I need it. Bye.